This is an article from the magazine Camera, which is for real ale enthusiasts, and it's a brief history of Wallingford's breweries. The area around Wallingford has a rich history of brewing, thanks largely to surrounding farmland producing barley suitable for malting, which became the dominant industry in the town. The following is a brief picture of brewing in Wallingford and area in the 19th and early 20th centuries. Wells Brewery later became Wallingford Brewery Limited. The brewery was started by Edward Wells in 1720, although the brewery was probably not built until about 1760. It was located in Goldsmiths Lane, almost opposite Wallingford Museum, where some of the buildings can still be seen. It rapidly expanded to become, by 1813, the largest brewery in Berkshire. Wallingford was in Berkshire until 1974, when Wells owned 8 inns and public houses in Wallingford alone, with more elsewhere. By 1843, this increased to 10 in the town. By 1886, to 16 of the 34 licensed premises in the town, and by 1900 to 23. The brewery operated several malt houses, including a new one, Skipper's Malt House, built about 1906, which later became called Hunt's Mill, now converted to housing. The brewery was incorporated in 1896 to become the Wallingford Brewery Limited and generated a return of up to 10% for many years. In 1897, the brewery established a partnership with Job Wells and Son, Newbury, which ran a wine and spirit business, the brewery finally purchasing it in 1903. In 1925, the directors considered a takeover offer from William Abbott and Company, although this did not proceed. However, an offer from Usher's Brewery of Trowbridge in Wiltshire was made in 1928, which was accepted. The previous directors were all replaced by Usher's shareholders, who continued to operate the Wallingford Brewery Limited. They stopped brewing in Wallingford in May 1928, but carried on storing and delivering beer until about 1970. Soon after the takeover, Usher's rationalised the pubs they had inherited, selling a number to William Breakspear and others, especially where they were away from Wallingford. The brewery buildings lay either side of Goldsmiths Lane and included stables for the horses as well as the main brewery and a mineral water plant. The surplus brewery buildings and malt houses were sold to Wallingford Borough Council in 1929. Usher's used buildings on the east side of Goldsmiths Lane, since converted to housing. The brewery operated a mineral water plant, which was bought by Captain C.F. Wells in 1928 and continued to run successfully for many years as the Wallingford Mineral Water Company, later becoming Tunbridge Jones Soft Drinks. The Wells family lived in the large white house on the High Street on the corner of Goldsmiths Lane until 1910, it being sold some 20 years later.